Joining us from the Wisconsin Division of Trade and Consumer Protection, Michelle Reinen, administrator for that organization. And Michelle, here we are again. December is full of things to talk about, and also it's full of bad people trying to get good people's money, right?
Absolutely. It's such a busy time of year for so many different people and for all sorts of different reasons. And those scammers definitely try and take advantage of our short attention span, if you will, to a number of different issues.
Well, let's talk about a lot of people are in the charitable moods, and you want your money to go to where you think it's going to go. Are there some steps you can talk about there, Michelle?
Absolutely. We definitely want consumers' money to go to the organization and cause that they want to support and not to lining a scammer's pocketbook, if you will. And tips for protecting your donation are first to do your research before donating. Real charities want your money to go to their honest purpose, but they don't need it immediately. So if a solicitor is pressuring you to pay right away, be cautious. Let that be a red flag. Take time to learn about the organization before you give and really check them out to be sure it's not a scammer trying to impersonate a legitimate charity. And the way you can check them out is to ask for more details. If you are solicited for this donation, legitimate charity organizations can provide their name, address, and phone number, and they'll explain how much of your donation will be used for the charitable purpose versus other causes. And a scammer's going to stumble over that question, or they're going to be very vague about the information. And then if you do receive any email or social media posts or even text messages for donations, don't open any links or attachments. These unsolicited messages can definitely contain viruses, but they're most likely phishing attacks, which when clicking on the link will take you to that imposter, fake charity or imposter website that's been built by the scammer. And you will be giving your money to them thinking it's going to that cause or organization. Let those messages you receive just serve as a reminder, and you can go out and donate to the organization you want to directly by typing in the web address yourself or making a phone call to the organization using maybe a receipt that you had from last year's donation, or certainly just drive down to the local chapter if they're within your or your community.
Is it true they could use like a well-known company, but then maybe spell it a little bit differently and those kind of things?
Absolutely. That's one of the key tricks that they used in creating these real-looking fake websites. They're replicas, if you will, and they just misspell the address, but in a way that you don't catch. And so that could be in the word cross, they use a zero rather than an O. You're not going to notice that quickly. And if you just click on a link that they've provided, thinking it looks legitimate, like the real web address, you're going to end up with that scammer, that imposter website, as opposed to their legitimate charity you want to give to.
If you've used cash, cryptocurrency, some other things, hard to trace and get that money back, isn't it?
Absolutely. It certainly is. And these are considered these unsecure payment methods. Again, cash, cryptocurrency, payment apps, money transfer like wiring money, prepaid gift cards. Those are nearly impossible to reverse transactions. So when giving, we definitely encourage using that credit card so you can track. You'll have your record, as well as if you find out you've been at an imposter site, you can try and dispute the charge or write a check directly to the organization rather than to an individual who's soliciting on behalf of the organization. And again, that would be trackable for you.
Well, we always say it's better to go local with some of these things, and hand it to a person in the community that's, reputable and go that route. You know where your money's going better, don't you?
You sure do. And that is a great way to make sure that you are dealing directly with an organization. If you do decide to go national or to, follow a natural disaster type situation, check out the organization. There are great resources like charitynavigator.org or give.org to be sure that you are confident in who you're giving to. And then you can also look at the Wisconsin Department of Financial Institutions website to verify that they are registered to receive donations in our state, and that's dfi.wi.gov.
Well, I know DadTap is asking consumers to remain on alert for holiday scams, and a lot of us will have packages delivered to our homes, and certainly there are some scams that come into play there, Michelle.
Yes, there are many considerations, and if you've done any of that Cyber Monday shopping or any of that Black Friday online shopping, you are seeing those messages come in about confirmations of the shipping, but then easily amongst all those could be that scammer having sent the message at saying there's a delay with your package, and just click this link to find out why and pay some additional shipping fees or even provide some additional information in order to keep your package moving. And we need to be cautious of that, because that scammer is just trying to get your personal information in some payment, and there really is no package at all. They have just, used false information and are copycatting the legitimate shipping companies out there.
Again, paying up front, sometimes that's a red flag, isn't it?
It can be. Paying up front or request to move your conversation to a text message versus a platform that you may be using when you're on an online marketplace, that could be a scammer situation. Online marketplaces can be great places for buyers and sellers of different kinds of products, but when they move you off that basic platform for the conversation and then say that they need a security code from you that you'll be getting shortly, that's just a ruse in order to get your security code given to them so they can do an account takeover. They'll be logging into your accounts and then controlling them. So you never want to give that security code. And when you're paying up front, that should serve as a red flag as well.
If you have a package delivered to your house, certainly there's concern that sometimes somebody could steal something right off your front porch, isn't there?
Sure. Porch pirates are out there, and local law enforcement definitely give a lot of different advisories to be sure that you are monitoring that and keeping track. Many of the shipping companies have also provided areas where you can give additional information on package delivery instructions so things can be more secure. But do pay attention to messages when you are told that package has been delivered. Get out to the porch and get that inside as quickly as possible, or make sure you have a friend or neighbor keeping track of things so they're not sitting out there for other individuals to gain access to your products.
We talked a little bit about this, but fake website scams. Anything else you'd like to add there, Michelle?
Well, here we definitely want to be sure that you never open a link that is sent to you, even for a familiar site. So if you're out using ads, social media posts, emails, or text messages where you see that gift that's hard to get right now, or maybe a really deep discount on a popular product, that's meant to draw you in, and often it's a fake website where you'll just be sending your money to the scammer, giving them your payment information, and you'll never receive this product. In addition, having sent that information could lead to identity theft. So be cautious of that and don't open those links. If you see that great deal, go to the website, that retailer directly typing that in. Maybe there's a code you need to use to get the deep discount, put that code in at the checkout, and if the discount doesn't show up, you can maybe be confident that that original ad you saw was just that scam posting.
What are some safe online shopping tips you can give us as well, Michelle?
Well, avoid making purchases over public Wi-Fi networks, since you never know who could be monitoring that data, especially on that public network. So while we might all want to be saving time and you're in line for your coffee, make that purchase, be careful you're not just on that public Wi-Fi. And also use a credit card rather than a different payment method. This payment method has built-in fraud protections, a credit card does, so you can certainly dispute a charge if a product doesn't show up or shows up as not as advertised, if you will. But then also you can reach out to your credit card company and see if they have a virtual card number. Some of them have started to do this, so that way if someone does get access to your credit card, you don't have to dispose of yours and get a new one sent. They can just get discontinue that virtual card number that's hooked up to your account.
Yeah, that's always a pain if you have to switch cards and go through that whole step again, because you have some automatic withdrawals, you know, from your banking and things like that, where it can be a problem, can it?
Absolutely. It can take time and energy, and there's a delay, so some people could be kind of stranded while you're waiting for that new card to arrive. So it definitely, a hassle is a great explanation.
Well, speaking of cards, too, what about gift cards? Can you give us some safety tips there as well?
Well, one of the most popular gifts of this season is to give a gift card, because, you know, as the buyer of it, you can control the amount, and the recipient can add them together with other ones, but they can also select the perfect gift for them. We need people to avoid online gift card scams, and these could be like buying gift cards in bulk or completing a survey to get a free gift card. These things are often tactics just to get your personal information and your money. A common theme I'm talking about today, getting your personal information and your money from you. That's the scammer's goal here. And buying them online from different discount sites can definitely lead to that. But if you are going to be buying online, do so from a direct retailer or an authorized seller of a card, so you have some added protections with that retailer having received that gift card directly from them.
Michelle Reinen from DatCap is our guest. Here in the Midwest, you know, we're Midwest nice. And I think a lot of times maybe we're more trusting than some areas, aren't we?
We certainly could be. And some of that trust just goes to brick and mortar store shopping, which is a great way of doing things. And there we need to be cautious with gift cards as it relates to in-store tampering. There are just thieves out there who have tampered with gift card displays, the unattended kiosks and store shelves, really. And here's what they've done, these thieves, and you've seen this on national news, and it has happened in our state, where the individual has scanned the card to record that card number, and then they've gotten the security code off the back by scratching it. Well, when you as the consumer picks up that card to purchase it and you load it, that scammer, that thief is just sitting there waiting to steal the funds and transfer them off the card before you even give it to anybody else. In addition, they've started something new where they've gotten a hold of other gift cards. They take and make new fake barcode stickers and put them on the cards still out for sale. And a consumer can barely see that small little sticker. So when you go to activate it, you're actually activating that fake barcode sticker that's with the scammer or the thief that they're holding, and the card in your hand isn't actually activated. So your money has gone to them indirectly, and then they use that card instead. So if you're buying these in stores, be sure you are checking for any package tampering, that you they're fully enclosed and encased. There's no little sticker over the barcode, and you can find no tampering before you make that purchase.
It never ceases to amaze me how creative these crooks are. I mean, who would have thought of things like this?
You are correct. This was brand new during the holiday season last year, the fake barcode sticker piece. So they find their way. You know, we get the word out, people get their guards up and do their shopping and look for things, and they find that new twist and turn. So we do need to be constantly on the watch.
Is the holiday season, is that the busiest time for DatCap, Michelle?
It is certainly a busy time of year because everyone else is so busy. So we definitely repeat our messages quite a bit to keep them front of mind. But throughout the year, these scammers follow current events. They follow the twists and turns and seasons. And so I don't know that we have one busy year, because there's always something new. In the spring, we have contractor issues we need to be mindful of. We certainly have spring break travel scams where they're out there doing things and trying to steal from grandparents with those scams. And then any natural or national disaster that happens, scammers pop up at those times as well.
Well, some of these stories just break your heart, don't they?
They do. They are very hard, but we need to talk about them. We cannot keep them secret, and we need to be honest about what is happening. So that way, prevention can prevail, and we can make sure that we are putting a stop to this through just education and information for everyone, and getting those latex techniques out there and sharing that information.
Anything else you'd like to add this time, Michelle?
Well, I think just call the Consumer Protection Hotline if you have questions, need resources, or if you have something to report, and you can reach us at 1-800-422-7128 or go to our website at datcp.wi.gov.
Well, you and your family have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
Well, thank you. And you too, and all those listeners, I hope that they have a wonderful holiday season.
Michelle Reinen joining us for a second time this month on The Morning Show. She's administrator with Division of Trade and Consumer Protection. Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection joins us each and every month here on The Morning Show.